Welcome to Generation Radio Podcast, where the focus is on Arkapuna and their families. We are here each Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on the Oldies Channel, 101.1. You can listen to these shows at any time, any place, and even on your smartphone at generations808.com. We will bring to you resourceful information from our Generations team of experts in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore ways to make your life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors. Here's your host and publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
Welcome to Generations Radio. I am Percy Ihara, your host here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. And welcome to the show. If you're on the golf course or listening to us in your car, or if you're listening to this taped podcast on our website, generations808.com. As you guys know, every Sunday morning, we have a lot of valuable information from experts in the field. And it's really important for families to be proactive and gain the knowledge and information if you're dealing with a chronic disease, if you're dealing with health issues, if you're looking for a caregiver, you need legal or financial help. Medicare is a big topic in our magazine. So please always go to generations808.com. You can search in the search bar and look on the right. And you can type in the topic and you'll get up all the articles we've ever done. If not, just email us from in the magazine. I'm at Percy at generations808.com. So thank you very much to tuning in and listening to our podcast. Today we're, in fact, I'll get a little sneak peek here. Our August-September issue will be featuring the American Diabetes Association and Dr. Deanne Carpenter and her father, Dante Carpenter. By the way, that name is familiar. And we have one of our good friends going to radio show today talking about American diabetes and diabetes in Hawaii, Dr. Jane Katohiro. So, Dr. Jane, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Percy.
You're welcome. Is it okay if I call you Dr. Jane? It's just easier.
Absolutely.
For some people, I don't sometimes pronounce words very good. I always tell people when I go to karaoke, I can't read and sing at the same time. So I appreciate your patience with me. So, Dr. Jane, now, I heard you're a founding member of the Diabetes Association in Hawaii?
I am. I was a nursing student at UH. And somebody found out I had diabetes myself. This is back in the late 70s.
Wow.
And so they invited me to join this lay group of other people with diabetes and mm-hmm. families with children with diabetes. So I went to their first meeting, and over the next year or so, we started talking about forming a part of the ADA in Hawaii. Which ADA is a national organization founded by diabetes specialist physicians and many years ago. But it's been in Hawaii since 1978, officially.
Wow.
And it's been a pleasure to be a very active part of the organization as a volunteer.
Wow, thank you for your vision, let alone your volunteerism in that. And I know having a disease is something that I think everybody is that has it really should be educate themselves and actually volunteer to give back to the community. In fact, I was just telling my wife this morning that, you know, I'm a big believer in community service, and that's kind of like what Generations Magazine does. We give back to the community. We help provide resources to families out there. And I was telling her, you know, the very famous quote many, many years ago when I heard when I first got this working with seniors in 19 years ago, actually, and he says, you know, community service is the rent you pay to live on this earth. And everybody needs to give back to the community, give back to our families, and support the community. You know, I tell you, if more people did volunteer work, and Hawaii is really the leaders in giving back to the community, not only volunteerism hours, but financially. If everybody could really reach out to the community and nonprofits and agencies, we would be a much, much better state, let alone a country. And that's really my belief on that. And so thank you for allowing to come on the show and sharing your experience with diabetes in Hawaii. And let me ask you this. Can I ask you, when did you find out that you had diabetes?
I was an 8-year-old little cakey. Got really, really sick. This is back in 1955.
Wow.
So I've had it for 46 years now. I think. I try to keep track. And I was in a coma for a whole week. They didn't know what was wrong with me.
Wow.
It wasn't very well known at that time.
Uh-huh. And so from 8 years old, and you first found out you had it, to college time, How did you handle and manage and your family support you with knowing you had diabetes? And were there many services back then for you?
Very little services. I lived on the mainland. I grew up on the mainland.
Oh, okay.
And so we were near, in Pittsburgh, we were near a very good program in downtown Pittsburgh. We were in the suburbs. But anyway, I had very good care and guidance. My parents had excellent education and guidance. And if it weren't for my parents and wonderful family support from all of my big family, including today, and if it weren't for the healthcare providers who do so much research and have learned so much over the years, I would never be here this long.
Oh, that's great. And that's really what it takes, doesn't it, with any kind of a chronic disease, any kind of a disease. You really have to have support of the family and community, doesn't it? It's so important. And even like in Hawaii today as it is, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely essential.
And let me ask, so, you know, I've known about diabetes for many years. Only recently have I really dove into the disease and how to fix people and their families and their lives. So services in Hawaii, having a fundraiser, having a walk, things like that, how important is that? Because you're a founding member of the association here in Hawaii. How important is that to keep the association going?
It's absolutely critical. The mission of the organization is to prevent and cure diabetes and to improve the lives of all people affected by diabetes. And, of course, if you look at that, it means prevent and cure. We need research for that, absolutely. And we need good care to care and help in the care of all people with diabetes or affected. And the reason we say all people affected by diabetes is because we also do a lot with not only public education and information to people with diabetes, but we also do a lot of professional education.
And that's something that you've been doing, right? You're a retired professor from Jabson, is that correct?
From School of Nursing.
Oh, School of Nursing, mm-hmm. Oh, okay. And so...
Yeah, I'm a doctor nurse.
Oh. So after you graduated from University of Hawaii, so you kept on involved with the association all these years?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I absolutely. And I now live on the mainland. We moved here a few years ago to be close to the grandkids.
Sure.
But I stay very, very connected to Hawaii. And we go back home to family anyway. So
good for you. So how has it grown, the association, let alone the awareness of disease from 1978 to now? I mean, how the numbers or how has it grown?
Well, definitely the disease has grown. I think we've read about the epidemic of diabetes. It's really horrible how this has affected so many people. And I've seen it professionally as well as just being involved with the ADA. The ADA has definitely grown very much to try and meet the needs of this growing epidemic. We know Hawaii's got one of the is one of the states that's got the largest number of people with diabetes.
Yeah, you know, I asked it early on. What do you think the cause of that? And the second part of that question, I understand it can be hereditary.
Absolutely, we absolutely know that, and the risk factors include number one, heredity, but. The risk factors also include overweight, inactivity, some of our everyday life practices, but it also, ethnically, non-whites are way more at risk than people who are white. So definitely when you look at Hawaii and our population ethnically, there's a big risk right there.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's we know that, but But you've I mean, it affects everybody's lives, but you've flourished. You became a doctor of nursing, and you've been a professor, and you went on. I'm assuming you had kids and got married. So if you can explain to me how you have managed disease over the life of your time.
Well, you asked a minute ago about the causes. And one of the things we know is that there are risk factors, certainly, but there's two main types of diabetes. Type 1 diabetes is what I have, and it used to happen almost only in small children, mm-hmm. but now over the years, we're finding that there's more of that in adults as well. But they only about 10% of our general population has type 1. And that one is caused by the actual part of the body attacks the insulin-producing cells in the pancreas. And so it's called an autoimmune disease. And that's what causes it. And we're still trying to search for more the what is the mechanism that sets off those triggers. Type 2 diabetes, which is what affects most people, 80 to 90% of all people with diabetes. And that usually occurs in the adult years. However, it is starting to show up in more children. Both of them are very genetic, but it's a different type of genes that leads to one or the other.
And so managing that over the years, how have you been able to manage that?
Very good question. No matter what kind of diabetes a person has, it's really important to eat very healthy. Activity, stress management also isn't mentioned very often, but that's very important. And it's those are the major things, but part of the eating healthy and exercise is keeping the weight at a healthy level. So for myself, for those kind of things, I've done all of those kind of things with type 1. And all people with type 1 or type 2 should do those. When it comes to medications, the medications for type 1 are absolutely essential. Insulin is it, because they have no insulin or such a squeaky amount that it doesn't do its job at all. Mm-hmm. People with type 2, there's different parts of the body that can lead to problems with the insulin being used, insulin that's already there, but maybe it's not being used properly. So the reason you see all these new drugs on the market for diabetes is because we keep finding maybe one other part of the anatomy, the body, is not working properly to handle blood sugar.
Oh, interesting.
So that's why there's so many different medications.
I see.
So in addition to all those everyday life activities, a person with diabetes, and I have had to watch, certainly taking the right medicine at the right amount and as it's been prescribed, learning how to do that properly, and learning how to test blood sugars on a regular basis so that you can make some adjustments in your everyday life to keep it in good control. That's been a lifesaver for me.
And is it affects everybody differently, drastically differently, or relatively the same?
There are differences, and definitely differences with type 1 and type 2 because of the types of medication we are on, etc. But those are kind of the basic platform or marching orders that all of us should be mindful of and do the best we can to fit it into our everyday other life. We're not just people with diabetes. We are people first.
Yeah, right.
And we're trying to get that message out to people who have diabetes, that you don't need to label yourself. you do have diabetes, and that's the way it is. But you don't necessarily need to say you're diabetic first,
right? Because you can still live a manageable life quite well.
Absolutely. Yeah. Years ago, before all the great research, mm-hmm. largely funded by ADA, years ago, you were told, and I was told as a small child, and my parents were told, I wouldn't live past my 30s.
Really?
I would not ever, I should never get married and have children. I should never go to college. And I actually, my first attempt at going to college, the medical center there told me to go home, take care of my diabetes.
Wow. And how is that?
So that's what prompted me to go on to do a lot more in education.
So I got involved in aging 19 years ago, and I was 42 years old. I'm 61 now. It's amazing how the landscape I've driven over and learned so much. And so I'm going to ask kind of a simple, I would say a stupid question, but I never knew anything about Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, Alzheimer's. You know, at that young age, but over the years, I've really educated myself. But let me ask you this. Can you ever be cured of diabetes?
No. Hmm. No. You can get your blood sugars well managed and well controlled, but that doesn't mean, and the test results that you do at home and at the doctor's office, they may already eventually get to the quote-unquote normal range, but that doesn't mean you're cured. Hmm. You are well controlled.
I have a friend of mine.
That's really important.
Yeah. So I have a friend of mine. I play a lot of golf and softball. I was playing with, and this person has diabetes, and every so often he has to eat some candy or add sugar to his body. What is he doing with that?
Well, that happens when your blood sugar goes too low, and it can be caused by wrong dose of insulin or some of the other diabetes medications, but it can also be caused by unusual stress. It can be caused by exercising more than your usual. So when you have a good plan and you've figure out with your care provider what works for you and gets you into good control, it's really important to try and keep that pattern and those activities as you've done.
Interesting. So recently you saw news about this drug from one of the companies for Alzheimer's dementia.
Right.
It's been approved. For the diabetes community, are there any new drugs coming about, or have you heard about or researched on?
There are constantly new drugs coming around for the medications as well as the testing equipment and monitoring your blood sugars at home. That research has been invaluable to help. It's hard work to manage all of that on a regular basis. But the payoff for your health benefits are tremendous.
Yeah,
so you know what your blood sugars are, mm-hmm. and you can manage you can make some fine-tune adjustments even at home in collaboration with your healthcare provider.
So let's say somebody listened to the show and they just found out they've been tested. In fact, I have a client of mine just found out they're 93 right now. They found out 10 years ago at such a late age. I was really dumbfounded by why only recently they've been diagnosed with diabetes at a late age.
It could be number one, as we get older, the chances of getting especially type 2 diabetes increase tremendously. But also, it could be she's been exposed. We have found a tremendous increase in both type 1 and type 2 during COVID. And we think for type 1, it has to do with the whole autoimmune process. With type 2, it probably has more to do, or at least as much to do, with the inactivity and snacking more because we're at home.
Right.
It could be either, but probably there's still some family history there.
Right. I mean, that's what I recently found out through Lorraine Leslie, your executive director for the ADA. And is it Hawaii? Is that a growing problem with Hawaii with so many big, large families here in Hawaii? And so the numbers have really grown over the years?
Yeah, it is. And we do know that the obesity rates in Hawaii are pretty high. And there's a close correlation to type 2 and the obesity.
Yeah, it's just something I think. I know Lorraine will talk about in the second half about the numbers in Hawaii, but is there any way to slow down our numbers? I know you've been a volunteer for many years. You're a big supporter of American Diabetes in Hawaii. What do you think is going to be the main major factor how we can slow this down in Hawaii, in your personal opinion?
Probably really working on, and ADA has, over the last several years, done a lot more in looking at prevention and prevention programs. So looking at people who are already kind of at risk for one reason or another, and maybe their blood sugars are in the pre-diabetes range, or maybe not even quite there yet, but getting them into pre-diabetes prevention programs. Excuse me.
Yeah, we're going to talk more about it. We're here with Dr. Jane Katohiro, a retired professor at the School of Nursing, and she currently has diabetes. And so, Jane, for our families, you know, this half hour is already up already. For the families or that have been affected by diabetes, what could you tell them that listen to this show?
Number one, diabetes is serious, it's costly, and it's critical to work at helping getting helping in collaboration with your healthcare provider and the team to really keep those blood sugars, do the day-to-day practices that help, and we've talked about those. But it's very important to work together with your healthcare team. And I think it's very, very important to see a certified diabetes educator, also known recently as a certified diabetes care and education specialist. Those are available throughout the state, and they really help take what your medical plan is. It's usually nurses, dietitians, pharmacists, sometimes social workers. They'll help take what your physician has directed, or maybe your advanced nurse practitioner, and translate that into how can I do all these things in my personal everyday life and fit it in. Mm. Work out a real important individualized plan.
Yeah, and it's good to have those kind of advocates around you and that can surround you and help you with your family. That is so important to have this family support. Dr. Jane, thank you so much. I appreciate your time. Dr. Jane Katohiro, founding member of the Hawaii Diabetes Association here in Hawaii. But thank you so much. Coming up in the second half of the show, we're going to talk to Lorraine Leslie, the executive director of the Hawaii Association of Diabetes Association. So it really is instrumental, and I know you're good friends with Deanne Carpenter on our next up-and-coming cover featuring diabetes in Hawaii. So, Dr. Jane, thank you so much. You take care now and be safe. Aloha.
You too. Aloha.
In 2021, take the confusion out of Medicare. The Copeland Insurance Group will help you understand the exciting new plans with increased benefits for seniors 65 and above, veterans, the disabled, and those that qualify for extra help. Contact Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group at 808-591-4877. 808-591-4877. Mahalo.
You've worked hard to make it to this point, faithfully paying your mortgage and putting money into your home. Now you can tap into this equity with the reverse mortgage loan designed specifically for those age 60 and older. Percy Ihara, Hawaii's reverse mortgage specialist, NMLS number 582-944. Let him show you how you can use a reverse mortgage to gain a new source of funds, just as you would with a traditional home equity loan that you would get at a local bank, but with additional benefits. Give him a call at 808-234-3117, and he'll show you how a reverse mortgage could be an important tool for you. He lives and works right here in Hawaii and understands Hawaii borrowers. Not applicable in all states. Some states may impose a higher age requirement. Visit reversefunding.com/equity-elite for details. Reverse Mortgage Funding LLC is an equal housing lender. 1455 Broad Street, Bloomfield, New Jersey, 07003. NMLS number 1019941. Telephone 888-494-0882. For licensing information, go to nmlsconsumeraccess.org. Licensed Mortgage Banker, New York State Department of Financial Services. Again, call 808-234-3117.
4 and 5 night packages from $699. Vacations Hawaii, our favorite connection to Vegas.
Okay, welcome back to Generations Radio. I am Percy here, back after our short break with Dr. Jane Katahiro. And thank you so much to Dr. Katahiro talking about her life experiences with the disease herself and as a professor at retired professor at our School of Nursing. So second half of the show, we have Lorraine Leslie, the Executive Director of the Hawaii Association of Diabetes, and really was instrumental in helping us with our cover story featuring Dr. Deanne Carpenter and her father, Dante Carpenter, which is coming out in a couple months. But I want to thank you, Lorraine, for all your support. And, you know, I've been thinking about you guys for many, many issues and years, actually. And it's something I've always wanted to cover in. So thank you so much. So Lorraine Leslie from Hawaii Association of Diabetes. Is that correct? Is that?
I'm the executive director for here in Hawaii, yes.
So the ADA, which yes. Dr. Jane kept on mentioning, is the American Diabetes Association. And Lorraine is the executive director for the Hawaii Association. So, Lorraine, as I talked to you during the break, can you give us some basic numbers of the demographic of people that have type 1 or type 2 and type 2 diabetes in Hawaii?
Sure. What I'd like to first start with, I'll get back to that, you know, in a second, but just really talk about, you know, the epidemic here, you know, in Hawaii that you mentioned. And what we're doing to combat that. So, you know, COVID has had an impact on us all from, you know, the way we live to the way we interact and how we conduct our business. So it's our job helping those individuals obtain insulin and becoming a diabetic resource for all those in need here and, you know, in the island. So currently we have over 442 adults in Hawaii that's affected by prediabetes or diabetes. In some of these...
442,000?
Yes.
That's over about a third of the population?
That's right. That is affected by, you know, diabetes or prediabetes. So there's, you know, several folks walking around that don't even know that they have, you know, diabetes.
Yes.
And we'll get to the risk test and why that's important. And then, you know, once you do take the risk test, what you can do. Sure.
Wow, that's a big number. And so you say 442 of people have pre-diabetes and diabetes. So you mean talking about diabetes 1 and 2?
Yeah.
Wow.
It is a huge number. So our state alone has about 41% of its population is living with prediabetes, and about 14% are diagnosed with diabetes. And,
wow.
You know, it's a current cost of about $1.5 billion in healthcare dollars
that
is just spent treating diabetes.
That's in the nation, though. That's in the nation, not in Hawaii. Right.
Well,
$1.5 billion, that's a big number, Lorraine.
It is, of course.
Wow.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
In the first half of the show, Dr. Jane was talking about the epidemic. And when you use the word epidemic, we never used it that much before until COVID hit, right? An epidemic, right. That's a huge problem.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think it always has been. And it just, I do think that COVID has, shined a light on, the challenges, we have combating diabetes in our state.
And I think so hopefully, for myself and my experiences with my clients and my own family is like this pandemic has really brought all these health issues to the forefront. And obviously it's hard when you can't see each other as much as before, let alone gatherings. But I think people really are, what I've experienced personally with my clients, people are really looking at their health as a big issue. And I always tell people, and we cover that in a magazine, different ways to stay healthy and prevent certain diseases. But sure. I mean, just ways. And that's why we wanted to talk about your stories and diabetes. How can we help people prevent, let alone just managing diabetes in Hawaii?
Right. Well, I'm glad you brought that up. We actually do have a free webinar. We do a series called Ask the Expert. And we actually have one coming up on July 20th about Diabetes 101. And it's a great way to just sort of a refresher if you have diabetes or pre-diabetes. And anyone who is interested in registering can contact, the local ADA office. So they can just send us an email at adahawaii.org, or they're welcome to, call our office, at 947-5979, and I'll get them the registration link. That's, one free resource that we are doing. We also offer a free, it's called Living with Type 2 Diabetes Program, and it's a virtual program that you do at your own pace, at home. It's over a 12-month period, and you get 6 different e-booklets. The first one is about food and nutrition. Then the second is stress and emotions, physical activity, which, what you were mentioning, that's huge. Just preventing diabetes complications, because diabetes comes kidney, eye. You've got to, watch your feet, everything. And then staying on track, what do you do to stay on track? So we do offer that completely free. We've partnered with Kaola Mamo, who is sponsoring that for us. So that is also, anyone can just shoot us an email, and we'll get that link out to them. But that's a totally free program that they can join.
I like that Ask the Experts thing. So do you have a monthly regular webinar or a session that people can tune into if they're busy next week?
We do. We have the Ask an Expert series, and again, I'll get that out to you and with the monthly topics and how to sign in. And then we also created our own local virtual, support group. And that was really out of a need that you mentioned earlier, Percy, about, folks with diabetes, especially with diabetes early on with COVID, were staying indoors, and everyone was, just antsy for conversation. And they were calling the office just to have a conversation. And we realized, let's create our own local virtual Zoom support group. And we've had everyone from, we have dietitians, we've had folks come on and teach how to do chair exercises at your desk, how to do cooking. We have November, we have Sam Choi back. Sam joined us this past November and talked about his diabetes journey, and he's coming back, and so again, folks can just email or call, and we'll send you the link. Our next topic locally is on with HDS, Hawaii Dental Service, and we'll be talking really about, dental health in diabetes. So we have a big range of topics, and for those with cakeys in the household, we just forming our youth and family virtual support group for those takees going back to school with type 1. And anyone who currently has, you know, diabetes, the challenges with someone with a child with diabetes is just as challenging. And so this support group will share best practices. And, you know, you're not alone.
You mentioned something that piqued my ears was you said diabetes and dental health?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How does that work? I mean, what's the correlation between the two?
So, you know, we do work with, you know, dental, whether it's eye health, dental health, it's really important to go to have those regular checkups, and your dentist can identify when he's doing his regular checkups, you know, if there's diabetes going on, the same with eye. So we also, with pedodontist with, you know, your feet as well, because one of the first things with diabetes, some of the symptoms with your feet is if a sore doesn't heal and it gets infected, and then that's where amputation can set in. So prevention, prevention, prevention. I can't say that enough. So you've got to take care of your health. You've got to go, you know, regular checkups with your dentist, with your a regular eye exam, as well as having your feet checked as well.
Yeah, I'm surprised because I don't think my dental hygienist or my dentist or my eye doctor ever said, okay, I'm going to do a diabetes check on you. Do they ever do that?
Well, it's not so much a diabetes check, but when they do, they'll do an eye exam. Have you ever been asked if, you know, when they have your eyes dilated, they are checking. And, you know, especially when you're filling out the form, they'll ask you if you have diabetes or pre-diabetes. They will perform those checks, yeah.
Okay, I've never experienced it. And I go to the doctor regularly, twice a year, and dental, of course, twice a year with my cleaning and things like that. I just went last month. That's the reason why I asked you that.
I challenge you to ask, yeah.
I will. I'm glad you brought... See, you know, it's amazing, people. If you're listening, tell your friends and families, neighbors, because I learn. I mean, I'm very versed in all the different topics, but I learned something today. So thank you very much, Lorraine.
You know,
yeah, go ahead.
Percy, ask me all. Oh, go ahead.
No, I wanted to, after you make your comment, I wanted to talk about the fundraising and things going on later this year.
Oh, sure. No, I was going to say we have to be our own best advocates when it comes to our health. You know, when we're all in that age demographics where you've got to be your own, you know, advocate. And it's one of the things we talk about during our virtual support group is looking for the signs and questions and take the risk test. So we always say take the risk test. It's a completely free, confidential, it takes 60 seconds. And you can just go to, you know, www.diabetes.org/risk-test, and it's 60 seconds, and you'll get it back to you. Basically say if you're at risk, low or high. If you're at high, we just encourage you to have that conversation with your healthcare provider and say, look, I took the test, and then let them, you know, walk you through next step series of tests that they'll probably do, you know, on you. But you have to be your own advocate for your own health these days, for sure.
Yeah, that's one of the things that we've been really preaching. You know, I use the word proactive, but you really have to be your own advocate and ask questions and don't settle.
Yeah.
And get a second opinion if you have to. I know you love your one doctor, but and go to a specialist and keep on pushing forward, because I've seen it so many times, not only with my personal health as I had surgeries a few years ago, but really to look at family members, neighbors, friends. I just went to the doctor with a brother-in-law of mine to really talk to the doctor about what's going on, how better we can help manage his life. And it is so critical for families. So if you're listening out there, please heed that notice. Talk to your doctor. Hopefully your doctors are be able to work with you and understand that your feelings on how important it is for you Because sometimes, and I hate to knock this, but you know, doctors obviously don't have a lot of time because the way every healthcare is set up. But we really need to take that time, you know.
Oh, for you know, for sure. And you know, some of the other calls that the important that we're getting are folks that you know during this, especially the early years of COVID, where folks were losing their job and calling us for resources for insulin. And you know, we heard stories of folks trying to dilute their insulin. And we want folks to know if you need assistance, you know, with insulin, there is an insulin help hotline. It's, you know, insulinhelp.org, insulinhelp.org. You can just go on there and search whatever you need. We also put in a, you know, diabetes hotline. So regarding any diabetes help, and this is 800 diabetes, folks can call there for help. And one of the other new programs that we put in place that I think I'm most proud of, you know, it's called Community Connection. And it is a website that you can go in, type in your zip code. And when you type in your zip code, and I'll just use 96813. Is that where you're at right now, Percy?
Yes.
Okay.
Downtown.
And when you type in your zip code, and this works across the country, this works whether you're on Molokai or Lanai, and then up will pop, what do you need assistance with? Is it food? Is it housing? Is it transportation? Is it health? Is it money? Is it education? And you just click on, and so let's say you are looking for food, and because that's kind of, you know, this is very common. People who lost their job didn't have, you know, enough food in their pantry. You click on food, and it will ask you, are you looking for a community garden, emergency food, food delivery service, help to pay for food, prepared meals. And you just click on. And then it will give you those resources in your zip code. So I actually just put on emergency food because that's probably the number one. And then it will tell you all the different programs in that area if you are, and then you can filter it down. So how many people are in your household that you're looking for? How much does your household, you know, make? So it can filter the church, the search. And find out what you're eligible for. So that's just another free resource that we have up and ready for our community here in Hawaii.
Wow, that's great information. And what a great resource, Lorraine. Can we talk about what's going on later this year and talk about how important fundraising is for Hawaii, let alone the American Diabetes Association?
Sure. I think, you know, as with all nonprofits, fundraising is the core. You know, I like to say without mission, no money, no money, no mission. And so fundraising is a core part of, you know, our foundation, like other nonprofits. We just completed our Step Out, which was virtual, you know, this year. We were so thrilled to have Steve O'Hara and Liz Chun as our chairs. And it was such so powerful because Liz shared her personal story with her dad in his battle, you know, with diabetes and why their family, you know, supports ADA and why they live such a healthy, you know, health family style because prevention, they know, is the key. And so prevention starts early on, don't wait until you have diabetes.
Yes.
It needs to be a way of living early on. But, you know, back to our fundraising, we just finished Step Out and we did very well, but it doesn't end there. We have our State of Diabetes coming up in November, which is, you know, National Diabetes Month. So you'll see a lot of, you know, programs around diabetes in November. We do have our talk story with Sam Choi, and we're hoping that we will be able to do that event live in person, you know. Last year, we were not able to. It was virtual. These are all free programs. There is no cost to participate. in our state of diabetes events, we do send invitations out to our main stakeholders in the community, our healthcare providers, our diabetes educators. And topics include what we're doing on a national level with research in diabetes, as well as, you know, local. We have a panel of experts, and that we are just finalizing what that looks like. We have a series of other what we call roundup campaigns that we'll be announcing, you know, shortly. And we're very pleased that we partner on a regular basis with Time Supermarket, with, you know, City Mill, Watanabe Floral. They've all been extremely, you know, supportive with their roundup campaigns, and that all brings in, you know, funding that helps our mission here in Hawaii.
Yeah, it's so important for Hawaii with the strong numbers that we have, and it's you know, we want to encourage everybody to get involved. I'm sure everybody knows somebody that has diabetes or pre-diabetes, or knows a family member supporting a family member that has diabetes. So it's just critical to get everybody out and everybody support. I do want to offer you a free story every issue for next year. By the way, Lorraine, I didn't tell you this before this, but I wanted to offer you one free page every issue. So I know the August, September issue is coming out, but October, November as well going forward. So.
Well, Percy, thank you. You know, I just wanted to add, you know, we didn't even touch upon, you know, some of the advocacy work that we do as well. And that's kind of a silent behind the, of what we do. And I also just, you know, wanted to, you know, be so I don't forget, as mentioned, you know, we talk about COVID and the restrictions, but it also has brought, you know, a little silver lining, if I can say, where before, a lot of our concentration happens here on Oahu because that's where our workforce is. And we really weren't able to draw in a lot of our neighbor island folks where, you know, their numbers are really strong as well. So the silver lining with, you know, COVID and going virtual, we could include all, you know, Maui and Kauai and Molokai and, you know, the Big Island on all of our programs. And so that has really, we've increased our registration numbers, you know, by able to, you know, continue doing, you know, virtual training and programs. But, you know, one of our key pushes around the country is advocating for $0 for, you know, copay for insulin, and pushing this, you know, on the state and federal efforts to ensure insulin is affordable and accessible to all. And anyone who needs insulin, it is like water. You need it to survive. And if you do not have, you know, great insurance, it can cost out of pocket really, really expensive. And, you know, so that's why you hear stories of people trying to, you know, water down their insulin just to make it last a little bit longer. We work with, you know, the state and local lawmakers to make it easier for people living with diabetes to receive care. And, you know, right now everyone's getting back to school. We are having our safe at school initiative that we're working with the Department of Health public school nurses to make sure that that's all in line. You've got all our KQs going back in person, and we need to make sure that those, you know, KQs going back to school have a safe environment to do their insulin injections. And so we do work, we do our advocacy work there, and then, you know, also providing support for those people with diabetes experiencing, you know, discrimination in the workplace. And, you know, there's several stories that we hear that folks keep being a diabetic to themselves because, you know, they still have this fear of sharing, you know, their medical history with their employers. And we're saying, no, you know, you should, number one, if you are you know, working with other folks, you should, number one, tell them, I am a diabetic. And so some of these symptoms may occur. This is what I need you to do. And that should be the number one question. If someone does come to you and says, I have diabetes, and you're working with them, you should be saying, what do I need to know to support you?
That's really important.
Very important.
And that's something that the family is. So, Lorraine, one last tip before we finish up here. Besides the story coming out with Dr. Deanne Carpenter and her father, Dante Carpenter.
And her family, yeah.
Yeah, and her family. Yeah. Her kids are so good. Her grandkids are so – her kids and her grandkids, niece and nephews, are so good in the photo shoot. It's really hard to control young kids, but they're fantastic. But, yeah, anything for people listening that has – either they have diabetes or their families, they're dealing with the diabetes. What's besides calling you, which we'll give you your number in a little bit, what's some of the things that they really need to take to heart?
You know, I think once you are diagnosed, you know, with diabetes, is follow the plan. You know, follow the plan that your healthcare provider, you know, has laid out for you, number one. Number two is join our Living with Type 2 Diabetes program. It's free. It's online, and it gives you great resources for life. We like to use the phrase connected for life because once you have diabetes, you are connected to us for life. It's not something you can just sort of turn off. So we encourage you to register and go through the Living with Type 2 Diabetes because you will be giving tools to support you for life. Join one of our support groups or listen in. We have various topics from, you know, nutrition to healthcare to physical activity that you can do in your home at all ages and stages. And prevention for kids. I mean, as you said, Dr. Carpenter, you know, that's a three-generation, you know, household. And the key is, you know, teaching the youth early. And you're going to hear a lot about our Project Power program coming up, you know, in the fall. And, you know, again, that's the free program that we offer for ages 5 through 12. It's a prevention program that, you know, kids learn proper nutrition, proper choices, and the importance of physical activity. And, you know, the key is teaching them early so that this becomes part of their everyday. Choose, you know, water over a sugary beverage. Choose a apple over a donut, and why. So, you know, they're not taught just, you know, why am I drinking water? It's why. They learn about, you know, how it affects their body.
Yep.
And so that's what I've loved about the Carpenter story. It's three generations of, you know, living with diabetes within the family. It's what I love about, you know, Steve O'Hara and Liz. They really, you know, get that you have to learn these habits early on.
Yeah. It's so great information, Lorraine. Again, how do people reach you? What's the best way to reach the Hawaii Association of the American Diabetes Association?
So our direct line here is 947-5979, or they can do ADAHawaii.org. Excuse me, real simple, ADAHawaii.org.
Great, Lorraine. Thank you so much. We have to head out of here. It's Sunday. So everybody, take care of your family. Be proactive. Be an advocate for your family member. And we'll see you next Sunday. So as always, aloha and live well.
In 2021, take the confusion out of Medicare. The Copeland Insurance Group will help you understand the exciting new plans with increased benefits for seniors 65 and above, veterans, the disabled, and those that qualify for extra help. Contact Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group at 808-591-4877. 808-591-4877. Mahalo.
The combination of interest rates at near all-time lows and home values at near all-time highs create a great opportunity to get the most out of your home's built-up equity. Percy Ihara, Hawaii's reverse mortgage specialist at MLS number 582-944. If you are 60 or older, you might qualify for a reverse mortgage loan that could turn your equity into extra funds for retirement. Take a few minutes to visit with him about ways this plan could work for you. As a certified senior advisor and being certified in long-term care planning, he has helped many older homeowners just like you to retire more freely. Call him now at 808-234-3117. That's 808-234-3117. Not applicable in all states. Some states may impose a higher age requirement. Visit reversefunding.com/equity-elite for details. Reverse Mortgage Funding LLC is an equal housing lender. 1455 Broad Street, Bloomfield, New Jersey, 07003. NMLS number 1019941. Telephone 888-494-0882. For licensing information, go to nmlsconsumeraccess.org. Licensed Mortgage Banker, New York State Department of Financial Services. Again, call 808-234-3117.
4 and 5 night packages from $699. Vacations Hawaii, our favorite connection to Vegas.